Hey, Matt. We can get started with Jerry McDonald.
Yeah, Matt, Chris said he was a little nervous in the first inning because he'd never pitched at Fenway before and he was excited about it. But after the two wild pitches, is that about as good as you've seen him through the seventh?
Yeah, I mean, he's gone deep in a lot of games that I've seen, but that's definitely up there with outings I've seen from him. He was keeping him off balance the whole time. Not a lot of loud outs. I remember Verdugo hit one well to center, but off the top of my head, I can't really think of anything else. So he did a great job. He was attacking them, the whole day, and they really just weren't seeing him well.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Matt. I know obviously a lot of talk is always around you guys hitting a lot of homers, but today you guys were actually able to make Eovaldi work and kind of get him out of there early. What was just the importance of that and just being able to string together offense like that with just, those hits?
It's big. It's, you're not going to always be clicking, guys getting on, hitting a three-run homer and scoring that way. There's going to be times and guys where you got to find a way to push runs across another way, especially when, these dudes have the stuff that they have now. You've already thrown, 100 and good off speed with it. So you got to find a way to push those runs across, like I said, any way you can. And that's what good teams do, find a way to win.
Go to Manolo.
In that same sentence that you're talking about, we're looking for the way to push the runs in. That includes Elvis Andrus and that big hit he came up there with two outs.
Yeah, absolutely. Ottavino obviously has incredible stuff as well. Stayed in on a slider that Ottavino left a little over the plate and shot it to right, like we've seen Elvis do against us for years. It looks like he's feeling a lot better at the plate. Had a line out too, and just a veteran at bat right there in a spot where we need another run. And he stays in on the slider and shoots one the other way.
Yes, and could you talk about the importance of winning this first game of the series in a road trip that includes a couple of teams that might be in the playoffs?
Yeah, it's good. It's still early. We haven't faced these guys in a couple of years now. It's been a little different facing these dudes after not seeing any of them last year. Anytime you can get a win against, I think they had the best record in baseball going into the game. I could be wrong, but it's a good team. That's a hell of a lineup that Bassett threw well against, and Hughes and Deke. So that was a good win, and like you said, good to start a road trip off with a good win like that.
John Shea.
You got their starting pitcher out after six innings, and he gave up only two hits and threw more than 100 pitches. I mean, what does it say for your guys' plate approaches against him?
Yeah, that's part of what we do. We want to get to the bullpen, especially with, like I said, a guy with the stuff that Eovaldi has. Some guys started working at bats early. I think Jed had a long at bat and first couple innings, and some other guys just found pitches off, wasting some good pitches. Chappie had a good one. It's important, especially with a dude who has that stuff, and it all ties back into to finding a way to win the game. Unless something goes crazy wrong, you're not really popping off 10 runs off Eovaldi. You got to find a way to grind and get a win.
And Matt, there's always talk around the A's about the team trying to sustain success, keep their players, which doesn't traditionally happen after a certain number of years. And then today's news that the A's are going to considering relocation after speaking with Major League Baseball and perhaps looking at different sites. You as a player who came through the organization, what's your reaction to that future of the team on that front?
Yeah, you know, personally, it's I've been with the A's since 2012 and got drafted by them, and now I want to be in Oakland A. You know, as far as the ballpark and things like that, it's a little out of my control. You know, we kind of just got to go with the flow with that. But, you know, as far as the organization and the people that we have here, you know, we all want to be here. Like I said, it's the team that I got drafted by personally. And you know, I want to be here for a long time. So, you know, that other stuff is, unfortunately, it's out of our control. And we just kind of got to wait and see what happens.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Matt.